This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Joffrey Ballet, presenting Midsummer Night's Dream, set during the traditional Scandinavian Summer Solstice Festival, at Lyric Opera House, April 25th through May 5th. Joffrey.org.
WBEZ has obtained more than 1,000 pages of emails that show just how close Commonwealth Edison was with Illinois' most powerful politician, House Speaker Michael Madigan. Federal agents have launched a criminal investigation that's scrutinizing hiring and lobbying activities at the electric utility. And the emails offer a never-before-seen glimpse of how the two sides helped each other in Springfield. I spoke earlier today with Tony Arnold, and I asked him why they asked for those emails in the first place.
Well, look, if you live around Chicago, you probably pay your electricity bill to ComEd, and ComEd is regulated by lawmakers in Springfield, and we know that the feds are looking into whether ComEd made politically connected hires, some with ties to Madigan, in order to win favors with state officials. Well, looking at the lobbyists, ComEd's top lobbyist was a guy named Michael McLean. McLean was very powerful because he had access to Madigan's inner circle, and we also know that the feds are looking at McLean. So it's all in that context that my colleague Dave McKinney put in a request with the Speaker's office for emails between McLean and Madigan and Madigan's chief of staff.
You know, what's interesting here is that none of the emails you actually got from Speaker Madigan's office were actually written by Speaker Madigan.
You know, I've always heard that Madigan didn't use email. It turns out Madigan had zero emails with his close confidant, McLean. What we did get, though, were a lot of emails between Madigan's chief of staff and McLean.
And a lot of those emails had to do with ComEd. So what does this batch of documents actually reveal about the relationship between the Speaker's office and that power company?
Yeah, I'd say a couple things here. For one thing, it shows that in a few instances, there was a direct chain of communication linking the Speaker's office to ComEd when it comes to jobs. There were a few email exchanges where Madigan's chief of staff, his name's Tim Mapes, was discussing ComEd jobs with McLean, who was then ComEd's lobbyist, and the applicants they were talking about were Madigan loyalists. This is all important because we know the feds are looking into patronage at ComEd, even if we don't know whether they're looking at these specific instances. The other thing I'd say is that it shows us how Madigan's office helped out ComEd. In one case, there was this legislation that ComEd wanted to see passed, and there were legislators who were going to vote no on it. Madigan's office replaced those no votes with lawmakers who would vote yes, and so the measure ended up passing unanimously. When McLean learned what the Speaker's office intended to do, he wrote, quote, "I love you." The staffer who coordinated all this, he went on to lobby for ComEd.
I want to talk a little bit more about the emails, how this influential lobbyist, Michael McLean, didn't seem to have any firewall between working for special interests in Springfield while at the same time he was working within the Speaker's office.
Yeah, we have a few examples of just how close McLean was with Madigan's staff. McLean edited the Speaker's speeches that the Speaker ended up delivering at inaugural events in 2015 and 2017. McLean was involved in polling. He even seemed to get unique access to events that were going on during closed-door meetings with among House Democrats. And in one email, Madigan's chief of staff even wrote that Madigan was going to be McLean's, quote, number one client. It's all extraordinary that someone who didn't work for the government, in fact, he's a lobbyist, has this much sway over what's going on in the Speaker's government office.
And real quick, Tony, what do Madigan or his aides have to say about this story?
In short, nobody that we've talked to in the story would comment to us, and no one's been charged with wrongdoing.
That's WBEZ's Tony Arnold. WBEZ reporters Dave McKinney and Dan Mihalopoulos co-reported this story.